Well, good morning. Good to see you today in the house. For all those that are in the house here this morning, it's just, you know, it is so good to have people back in the room. It really is. We have been on a big journey as a church, as all churches have been on a big journey, and you've been on a big journey. And for 3 months, I've been staring down the barrel of a camera and preaching to you, looking at a camera. Today, I get to look at you and the camera, which is just a great thing. So welcome today for all those in the room. Welcome today for all those on our online campus. Great to have you all with us today. I'm going to share a thought today around the new song that we sang. Do you like the new song called The Blessing? What a beautiful thought. It's straight from the Bible. It's pure scripture. It's from Elevation Church in the United States. We love that song. And I want to share some thoughts just gathered around the whole concept of the blessing today. You know, when a child grows up in a parent's home and they get to that age where, you know, as a teenager they start to think about leaving the nest and going into their own little adventure of the world and finding their own space, their own unit, their own house or shared living arrangement, whatever it might be. When they leave mum and dad's house, often a teenager or a young adult at that point doesn't really understand or value appropriately the blessing that it is to live in the house of their mother and their father, to live in their parents' home. A lot of times I think they undervalue or kind of lose sight because of a sense of, let's call it over-familiarity. You know, the things that are around us, often we just become a little too familiar with them and take them for granted. And I think the blessing of a mother and father's house is one of those things that all of us in different seasons have taken for granted until we've gone back. Until we've gone back to the house and you feel the blessing. You feel the presence of the blessing that a mother and a father provided for you when you were growing up. And it's not until really those young adults start making their own way in the world and they start paying for their own rent. They start paying for a bond. They maybe buy a house and they have an electricity bill, a power bill, and they think, what on earth is this? Yes, it comes every month. It comes every quarter. It never stops. And all these bills that just keep coming that young adults, as they grow up in a parent's home, are often oblivious to. They just think the refrigerator fills itself, the pantry is always full of food, the car's always full of fuel, the clothes are always washed, the house is always clean. You know what I mean by the blessing? The blessing, we grow up around it and we become so familiar with it that often we don't give it its proper sense of value. And I think the same kind of thing can easily and so easily happen for all of us, that often we live around the blessing that we don't realize that it is actually blessing. It can be on us, it can be surrounding us, it can be all over our lives and our families, our church, our community, and yet we don't see it as blessing because we've just become so used to having the blessing and so familiar, and it's become so normal to us that it doesn't look like blessing anymore. What looked like blessing yesterday doesn't look like blessing tomorrow, but it's still blessing, and we've got to understand this. It's a really important truth and key and principle, actually, to appreciating who God is, what God is doing, and what God will do in and around our lives. So don't ever let the fact that you're blessed make you become so familiar that you lose orientation that God is actually blessing you every day and in amazing ways. How many people here are blessed in so many ways? Come on, lift up your hand today, let me know. You don't have to comment today if you're in the room. You can actually participate today if you're in the room, and you can tell me and you can put your hand up and you can go, I'm blessed, I'm blessed, I'm blessed. Anyone in the room blessed today? Come on, I'm blessed. So blessed by the hand of God. Psalm 84. A beautiful psalm. I want to read a few verses here. David says this, how lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord, my host. My soul, this is how I felt for the last month building up to this date, to be honest with you. Drawn to the loveliness of the house of God and the people of God. And he says, my soul and my life, my inner self longs and greatly desires for the courts of God. the Lord. Just wanted so much to be back in the house of God with you. My heart and my flesh, he says, sings for joy to the living God. And then he says, blessed and greatly favored. Not only blessed, but greatly favored are those who dwell in your house and in your presence. Notice the connection here with the house of God and the presence of God. That's why I'm such a great believer in doing everything possible to be in the place and to be in the room and to be present, because it's the house and the presence of God that go together. And so David says, I want to dwell in your house and your presence. And these people will be singing your praises all day long. Blessed and greatly favored is the man or the woman whose strength is in you. They will pass through the valley of weeping. You're going to have your trials and your sorrows. That's what David's saying. He was a man that was familiar with many of those. He says, passing through the valley. Do you like the thought of passing through, not stopping?
Yeah.
I love that. We don't stop there. We pass through it. And so we keep going through our challenges. And he says, we'll pass through the valley of weeping. They make it a place of that springs up, a place of springs. The early rain also covers it with blessings. Can I point out who makes it? They. Everyone say they. They make it. We make the weeping a place of blessing. A lot of people are waiting for God to make that, but we have the moment to make that. That's our choice to make that. That's our option and our opportunity to make that place of challenge a place of blessing by focusing on God. And he says in verse 7, they will go from strength to strength, increasing in victorious power. For a day in your courts, a day in your house is better than 1,000 anywhere else. I love what the Message Bible says. The Message Bible talks about the Greek islands. It says, I'd rather be here than the Greek islands. Just close your eyes for a moment. The Greek islands, just Santorini. Just go there. Just go there for a moment. Just to be in that place. Well, David's saying, oh, the house of God is so much better. So much better than that. He says, I'd rather be in the house than anywhere else. I'd rather stand as a doorkeeper at the threshold of the house of my God than to live at ease in the tents of wickedness. And then he says, and for the Lord God is a sun and a shield, and he bestows grace and favor and honor, and no good thing will God withhold from those who walk uprightly. How blessed, everyone say, how blessed. How blessed, how blessed and greatly favored is the one who trusts in you, believing in you, relying on you, and committing himself to you with confident hope and expectation. You know, a blessed person is a person that really loves the house of God. They love the house of God. A blessed person loves coming to the house of God. They love pursuing the house and the presence of God, because a blessed person understands the house of God and the blessing of God and the presence of God. They go together. The Bible says, David says, a blessed person has a song in their heart. Have you got a song in your heart today? You got a song in your heart, a song of praise, even though it's been a challenging season in this pandemic. We have a song in our heart today. Why? Because we know God is our source of strength. God is the strength of our lives. Yes, we pass through challenging moments. Yes, we have challenging seasons that we need to navigate, but the blessing covers it. The blessing covers that moment of challenge. And so the blessed person goes from strength to strength. Not only does a blessed person love the house of God, but a blessed person lives serving God and enjoying his grace and his favor and his honor. A blessed person, the picture that David gives in this psalm, is a person that experiences the good things that God promises to provide for us, and they have a confident expectation in the good things that God has promised. Anyone in the house today, anyone online today, are you full of expectation for the things that God, the good things, come on, the good things that God has promised every one of us? The blessed person is greatly favored, is what David says. So blessed. It means this. It means to be happy. To be happy, to be fortunate, and to be envied by all. To be that kind of person where people look at you, they think, well, they're happy. Not only are they happy, they're fortunate, they're favored, and I wouldn't mind being a little bit like them. I want to be like them. Be like the blessed person is the encouragement of the psalmist today. So I've got a few thoughts I want to share about the blessing. My first one is this. You know, following God, being a God follower, being a believer, being a Christian, it's not about living a life that's full of burden and full of laws. It's not that at all. And yet often that's the way that many people perceive relationship with God and coming to church and belonging to the house of God. In reality, the house of God and relationship with God the Father is all about blessing and grace and favor. It's about relationship and it's about connection. Following God is not about keeping the rules. Following God is not about regulations or requirements. Following God is not about God keeping anything from you. He's not like the fun police. God is actually trying to get everything to you so you can live the best life, the God-blessed life here while we're on earth. And so the blessing of our Father's house, the blessing of belonging to the Father's family, it's not about the rules. It's about the family. It's about the favor that comes in the house of God. It's about His provision and His protection over our world and over our lives. It's about connection. It's about community. It's about commitment. It's about contribution. It's about belonging, believing, becoming, and building, being all of those things. Being all of those things together collectively as a church. You know, following God is living under the Father's blessing, just like in a mother or father's house. It's living under the blessing of the Father's house and His kingdom and everything that that provides. You know, living in the Father's house and in the Father's kingdom in terms of God is such an amazing space to be in. It's such a beautiful space to be in, to be in the presence of God, to be under the provision of God and under the protection of God and living connected to God through what Jesus Christ, His Son, did on Calvary when He broke all the rules and paid the price for everybody so that no one person had to ever pay the price again. Jesus did it all for us. We live under that blessing. We live under that goodness and we live under that favor. We sang the new song today called The Blessing. It comes from the Old Testament, from something that was literally called the blessing in the Old Testament. Many of us would know it as the benediction. And many of us have probably gone to churches and belong to religious expressions or faith expressions where they use the benediction on a regular basis. It's a beautiful piece of scripture, is the benediction or the blessing. And it's about when God promised through the priest that God would bless the people that belong to God. I want to read it to you today. It's from Numbers 6, verses 22 onwards. It says this: "The Lord said to Moses, 'Tell Aaron,'" now Aaron was the priest, and the instruction was, "Now Moses, tell Aaron the priest, this is what I want him to do, and his sons. It says, 'This is how you are to bless the Israelites.'" Now the Israelites were the people of God. "So this is how you are to bless my people. This is how you are to bless my family. Say this to them." I love this thought. "Say this to them: the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name," listen to this, "put my name on the children of Israel, and I," says God, "I will bless them." Now, Aaron and his sons were the priests of the day. So they were the kind of the pastors of the day for the children of Israel. And here God was giving very specific instructions about how to pastor. You know, sometimes people want to give me instructions about how to pastor and tell me how to pastor. But I want to tell you, it's you know where I get my advice from, where to pastor? I get it from the Word of God. And the Word of God tells me what to tell the people. It tells me what to tell the people because the Word of God reflects the nature of God. I sometimes have people that want to tell me how to pastor and they say this: "Pastor, you are way too nice. You're way too nice with people. You should really tell people. You should give it straight to people. You should tell them what you really think." No, You shouldn't. You should tell them what God tells you to tell them, is what you should do. And here, God told Moses to tell Aaron and his sons, bless the people. I want you to be blessers of the people. So I want you to know today that very much the heart of God is this. It's God's nature to bless us. It's God's nature to bless us and to look favorably upon us. Now that truth has to become part of our worldview about how we see God, how we understand God, how we relate to God, that God's nature is to bless us and to do good things for us because of everything that Jesus Christ has done. So today, my confession, my proclamation today, my declaration today is this, is you and I are blessed children of God. We are highly favored in the eyes and the sight and the mind of God. And God has good things planned for every single member, child and daughter of his family. Is that good news for you today? That's great news. Great news that God loves us so much. When you view life that way, it makes a difference to the way you walk. It makes a difference to the way you live and the way you talk. It makes a difference to your day, your week, your month, your year, your outlook on every aspect of life. But you know, the truth is, many people see God as a God of judgment. Many people see God as a God of the do's and the don'ts and the regulations and the rules and the laws, the thou shalt nots, as an angry God. I want you today to see God as an extravagant God. I want you to see God as a God today that wants to get everything to you so he can get, as Pastor Marichal referenced, stuff through you. God wants you to be blessed so that you can be a blessing to other people. And God is for you today. I want you to sing that to yourself and say that to yourself. God is for me today. He's before me. He's behind me. He's around me. He surrounds me. He's on me. He's in me. He's through me. God is all over me. I'm a blessed son and daughter of God, and he is able to do more than I could possibly imagine or think. Exceedingly beyond is what the Bible says. Ephesians 3:20, it says, now unto him, now to God, who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that works within us. God is able. I love the thought. He's able to do more than we could possibly imagine. Do you know how much better it is preaching to people than to cameras? You know, the blessing is a promise that carries, listen to this, it carries the weight of his name. The weight of his name. Do you know God's name has a weight to it? It's like in my household, when I was a father of young children that lived in my household, you know, when they were young, my name carried a certain weight. It was kind of like, you wait until your father gets home. When that's said in a family home, you know, there's a certain weight given to the father because of his presence, his posture, his authority, and who he's looked up to. They soon work out, by the way, when they grow up, that it doesn't quite work like that. But while they're young, it's good. The weight of his name. You know, around the church here even, and in my team even, it kind of works that way. When people want to give something a stamp of ultimate authority in terms of speaking to other people, they say, Pastor Tony said. And so, did I really say that? Yes, he did. He said that. And the name carries weight to it. But no name carries the weight that God's name carries. Jesus, the Bible says, is given a name that's above every name. And every knee shall bow to that name. Every tongue will confess to that name. There's a weight to that name. There's a weight that goes with the name of God. Now, the blessing, as we just read and sang, was that God would bless us and keep us, that his face would shine upon us. Do you know that's what should happen in a household? The father's face should shine upon his family, his children. And the same in the kingdom of God and the house of God. The father's face shines upon us. It means he smiles upon us. He's gracious towards us. He favors us. And he turns his face towards us, not away from us. Do you know God only turned his face away once, and that was on his son Jesus when he hung on the cross, when he was paying the price for the sins of the world. He turned his face away from Jesus, but he's turned his face towards you. Ponder on that for a moment. He turned away so he could face you. He's turned towards us today, and he smiles on us, and he favors us, and he gives us peace, is what it says. And he's not only done that, he's put his name on us. He says, I will put my name on them. So the blessing today, it's a promise. It's not only a promise, it's a declaration. It's not only a declaration, It's a proclamation from the heart of God. And God said to Aaron and his sons, put my name on them. That's how you bless them. Put my name on them so they carry my name. You know, in the Old Testament, the priest, he had certain clothing he had to wear. And that clothing carried names. Some of the clothing had the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, so that when the priest went before the presence of the Lord, he would carry the names of the people, literally tribe by tribe, into the presence of God to ask for their favour. But not only did he carry that name, he carried on his turban, he carried a very special name that was engraved, and it was the name Yahweh. Yahweh. It was the holiest of all of God's names. It was the name that nobody else in the community could utter but the priest. Only the priest was able to utter this name. It was considered such a holy name, reflecting this nature of God. And he had written on his turban, set apart unto the Lord. Set apart holy as unto the Lord. And so he carried literally the name of the people and the name of God on him as the priest. And here in Numbers 27, we have it flipped. In Numbers 6:27, we have it flipped where God is now telling Moses to tell the priest to not only carry the name themselves, but to put that name on the people. Think about that. To put that holy name on the people. So now the people could carry the weight of the name. So as carriers of God's name, we carry everything that his name represents. That's why the church is an essential service in the community, and that's why the children of God, the family of God, need to consider it as an essential service to the community, because we're not a club, we're not an RSL, we don't have machines in the foyer, we don't do that kind of thing, because we carry a name. We carry a name. It's not Impact Church. It's not City Point. It's not Hope Center. The name is God, Jesus Christ, the name above every name. That's the name. We carry the weight of that name. What does it look like for us to carry the weight of God's name on our lives? What does it look like for us to carry that name? Because oftentimes it's easy for us to become consumers. To become consumers when we carry the name. And there's nothing wrong with being a consumer. Being a consumer literally means we just enjoy the blessing. We enjoy being in the house. Like my children enjoyed being in my house when they are young. But there's a time for a child in a house to grow up. There's a time in a house for a child to grow up and to mature and to go from being a carrier and a consumer to becoming a contributor. Not to live just out of convenience, but to live with a sense of, I'm blessed to be a blessing. I'm here to have a flow through my life, to be a blessing to other people. So I carry not only the promise of blessing, but I carry the responsibility of blessing. You know, blessing has both a privilege and a responsibility. It has a privilege and also a responsibility. And I think if our world needs to see anything at the moment in God's house, in God's people, in the community of faith, it needs to see the blessing manifested in both areas as both privilege and also a responsibility that we carry, that we would carry the heart and the name of Jesus, that the way we live and who we are and who we represent would help lost people, would help broken people, would help people that are dysfunctioning in life, where life is breaking down, that we'd help lonely people, that we'd help homeless people, that we would help broken people, that we would just help people, and that would be the mission that is on our lives. God said, I'll put my name on them. And God's put his name on you for that purpose. That's why he's put his name on you today, because he wants to lavish you with blessing so you can be blessed to be a blessing to other people, so that you will have, so that you can give, you can contribute. You'll consume, but you'll also contribute to the house and the kingdom of God. You know, the way we carry ourselves as believers should make a real difference because we're blessed. It should make a real difference because we're blessed. So here's my thoughts. Live to put God's name on other people. Live to put God's name on other people. Help place God's name on others. You see, our goal is never just to be a consumer. Consumption's not the goal, reproduction is. That we would reproduce for others in the kingdom of God. We put God's name on others so others can enjoy the blessing of the Father's house, the blessing of the presence of the Father, the blessing of the provision of the Father, the blessing of the protection of the Father, and that we would live blessed lives. So we live to be a blessing also to other people. This is what Jesus did. In John 17, he says, I have manifested myself and your name to the men you have given me out of the world. He's speaking of the disciples who became followers of God. And he says, Father, I've told them everything about you. I've put your name on them. I've manifested your name to them so they know who you are through the way I live. So Jesus lived to share the blessing that he knew of in glory and brought it to earth so that others can experience this same connection and relationship with God the Father. In Revelation chapter 3, in closing, in Revelation chapter 3, verse 7, John records this. He says, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things. These are the words of him who is holy and true, who holds the key of David. What he opens, no man can shut. Listen to this. What he opens, no man can shut. And what he shuts, no man can open. I know your deeds. I know your works. See, I have placed before you an open door that no one can shut. I know that you have little strength. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. I know you don't have much. And yet you have kept my word and you've not denied, listen, my name. Everyone say my name. You've carried my name well. So you've carried my name well. You've not denied it. And all who are victorious will become pillars in the temple of my God. And I will write on them the name of my God. Church, here's my thought. We're called to be pillars in the house of God. Pillars in the house of God. People that are reliable, faithful. Contributors. People that are present. People that are participating. In every way, whether you're in the room, whether you're online today, church is church wherever you are. God is God wherever you are. God's hand on our lives and carrying his name is the same whether you're in a room or whether you're on an online platform. Wherever you are today, God views us and looks at us all the same, that we would carry his name well, that we would honor God, that we would put God first in every area of our lives and in our hearts. And the result would be open doors. Open doors. Right now we need God to open doors all across our nation and the nations of the world. We need God to open doors that have been closed. And when God opens a door, no man can shut it. Nothing can shut the open door that God would open for us. And the promise is when we are faithful with the little strength that we have, God opens doors for us. So here's my encouragement. Be faithful. Be reliable. Be consistent. Be contributing. Be a giver of your time, of your talent, and your treasure. Invest your heart, invest your life, invest your family in building God's house and God's kingdom. Be present and be participating. You've done amazingly well in this season, in 3 months of isolation. But now it's time to de-isolate. Turn to your neighbor and say, de-isolate. Now it's time to live again. I know you have little strength, says the Lord. I'm speaking to some people today. I know you have little strength today, but God does amazing things with little. There was a little boy that gave his little lunch to a big crowd, and God did a big thing. God does amazing things with little. Don't ever downplay your little. Don't look around the room today and think, oh, it's little. It's not the same. Don't despise the day of small beginnings. God opens doors to those that are faithful. I'm believing for open doors. I'm believing for God's favor and goodness on you, on us. I'm believing for us to carry the blessing and the favor of God. So I want to close this morning by giving you a blessing. I'd like you to stand to your feet. If you're in our online community today, I'd like you to stand to your feet. Wherever you are today, I want you to lean in and participate. I want you to own this zone right now as I give this blessing, and then we're going to sing the blessing. In the name of Jesus today, I declare, I proclaim, this is a promise and a declaration today. I declare the increase of God's kingdom and God's will in and over all of our lives individually and collectively today. I declare the thoughts and plans of God that are good for you today. I declare today new doors of favor and opportunity. Doors may have shut, but God will open new doors, new careers, new jobs, new businesses, new opportunities coming your way. I declare there are doors and moments and opportunities and spaces that no man can shut. I declare new today. I declare today, God, that according to your promises and your word, that you would bring people into our lives with purpose and bring about new direction and new transformation. I declare God's power and presence and face to smile upon his people today. I declare, God, to make us fruitful and successful and prosperous in everything that we do. I declare today that we are the head and we are not the tail. I declare today we are blessed going in and blessed going out. I declare today God is before us, God is behind us, God is around us, God surrounds us in every way today. I declare today that God's blessings will overtake you. I declare today that God will be more than enough for every single one of us today. And so I declare with my priestly authority and blessing, a blessing over your home, over your marriage, over your relationships, over your children, over your business, over your work, over your health, over your finances today, over our teams, over our ministry, and over our church, with the authority and the weight of Jesus' name that's upon us today, I declare, God bless.